Opportunities in international demand for U.S. beef continue to rise as the world upgrades its diet. That's the message from Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, during a panel discussion in Sioux Falls recently during the Midwest Agriculture Export Summit. Hallstrom indicates price is important to international buyers, but the goal of USMEF, with the help of the Beef Checkoff, is to shift their focus to the quality attributes of U.S. beef, the grain-fed, highly marbled taste that's different from the competition's.
If one thing stands out to me, the willingness to pay for our high-quality beef is amazing. I've been in this business over 40 years now, and I've never seen demand as strong as it is today for our products.
Hallstrom reports the middle class is growing worldwide, and they're choosing to eat more protein. Continued efforts to build relationships are creating opportunities in emerging countries.
Well, this stuff doesn't happen overnight. It takes years, even decades, but the business is repeat. Another region of the world, Central America, for us. You look at a place like Guatemala, I never thought I'd see the day where we're featuring prime and upper two-thirds beef in Guatemala.
In addition to Central and South America, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Southeast Asia are showing signs of steady growth for U.S. beef. While high-quality muscle cuts are growing in demand, variety meats such as beef tongue and kidney make up about 15% of export value. The South Dakota Beef Checkoff is a longtime partner with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, fueling market-enhancing activities across the globe. I'm Pam Geppert, reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council.